Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lyle Luttrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson moves to third. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a line drive towards first. Severs catches it and steps on first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Staubs covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Minoso trying to get to third. Lemon throws the ball into Yost, who tags Minoso for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Luttrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Keegan moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Clevenger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Luttrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Luttrell. Minoso moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olsen. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keegan moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keegan moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Luttrell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into center field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Snyder moves to third. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder scores. Ramos moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orovets hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Graub now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grob fields it and throws to third for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grob fields it and throws to second for the out. Niemann moves to third. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball towards center. Olsen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Olsen. Rivera moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox bunts towards the mound. Grob fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney fires to third and they've got Rivera trapped. The throw back to Courtney who tags Rivera for the out. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Luttrell is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Connie Grob. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.